If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to go to Matthew chapter 5, verse number 14. How many have found that it's brighter in here? For those of you who did not notice, you need eyeglasses, thicker ones. Thicker eyeglasses. So my title this morning is Let Your Light Shine. Just came in on a direct correlation to the brightening of the lights. I want to thank Ren for going up on the heights, the higher heights, putting in all of these new light bulbs. I saw him on his tippy toes as he was getting those lights in. Praise God. Father, we just thank you for your precious word this morning. Just pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to us and minister to us in a mighty way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. How many remember that little song in Sunday school? This little light of mine?
Yeah. I'll let it shine.
Yes, I'm going to let it shine. The Bible says in verse 14 of Matthew chapter 5, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. God wants to use you to shine forth His light. He has put His light in you. Did you know that? He has put His light in you, and He wants that light to shine forth. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Doesn't make sense to do that, does it? But on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others. Glory to God. We're not trying to hide the light. We're trying to let the light shine forth clearly and brightly from our lives. Hallelujah. Now, there's interesting things about light. The darker it gets, the greater penetration that light has. And the other thing about light is, you know, when it's really dark, you can't see where you're going. Hello, how many know that's true? Yeah. Unless you're a bat.
Yeah.
You tend to step into things that if you had light, you wouldn't. How many know a lot of the messes that we got ourselves into is because we don't have the light shining on our path? Hello? Yeah. Or we wouldn't make those mistakes, would we? I didn't know what he was like until sleeping in the dark? It doesn't even make sense. How can you sweep in the dark? You can sleep in the dark, but you can't sweep in the dark. You have to turn the light on so you can see the dirt. And the brighter the light, the greater exposing of the dirt, even in the little corners. Right? When's the last time you moved your stove or fridge away from the wall? Man, you begin, if you let the light in behind there, you're going to see a lot of stuff. Come on, it's the truth, isn't it? I remember when one of my sons finally moved out of the house. I said, you know what, we're going to take care of you till you, you know, finish high school and go through college or university, and then we're going to take care of you until you can find a job. And once you find a job, you've got to find your own place. And I remember when he moved out and he found his own apartment, which he's still in, by the way, and we moved his bed away from the wall. Because, you know, he was doing a lot of video gaming in the dark. And I don't think he ever, you know, looked behind his bed. And when we moved the bed away from the wall and let the light shine in, hello somebody, let the light shine in, it was amazing what was behind that bed. I found almost enough change to pay the hydro bills. I mean, there was all kind of cookies, crumbly old pieces of paper, you know, wrappers from chocolate bars, and all kinds of other things. When you let the light in, it exposes the dirt. That's why the Bible says that people love darkness more than they enjoy the light. Come on, isn't the truth? If you go down to the pub here in Creston, which I've never done and I will never do, unless they turn it into a church, they have bars on the windows. I noticed when I drove by the other day, everything is darkened. When you walk in, it's dark, 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 dark. Why? Because people love darkness better than they enjoy the light, because the light exposes things. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And that's why sometimes people don't like you as a believer. It's got nothing to do with your cologne. It's got nothing to do with how you dress. But when you step into a room, you step in with the light, and the light exposes their sin. You don't even have to say anything. Your life, the light in you penetrating from you, exposes the sin in their life. And people either do one of two things. They either repent and come to Christ, or they begin to hate you because you represent to them light. And they want to keep living their old, crummy, sinful, rebellious ways, their life apart from God. So they don't want you to step into their life and expose what's really happening in their life. Hello? Light. Light. Some people say, you know, I'm not going to let my light shine because I want to be loved by everybody. You know what? There's some people who are just not going to like you. Even in your own family. Jesus said, you see these wounds? I've experienced them in the house of my friends. Isn't that what he said? You are going to experience some of your greatest hatred amongst your own unbelieving
promises, if everyone loves you, there's something wrong with you. You're not letting the light shine. Because they hated me, Jesus said, and they're going to hate you too. Jesus said, I haven't come to bring peace on the earth. Did you know that? He said that. He said, I haven't come to bring peace on the earth. I've come to bring a sword. A mother against her daughter. Daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Well, that's easy. I have come to bring separation. Why? Because the light divides. Come on, it's the truth, isn't it? Light divides. So we have to let our light shine. Praise God. Let me talk and say a few things about the light. First of all, the light has to be released. Has to be released. The light. Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 6 to 10. The light, you can't keep the light within you. You have to let the light go and be released from you. The Bible says, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partakers with them. For at one time you were darkness. You are either darkness or your light. You were darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Let the light shine in your home. Let the light shine where you work. Let the light shine among your family members. Release the light. Hello, someone. Release the light. The Bible says, walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. So when you let the fruit of the Spirit shine forth from your life, light is flowing out of you. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. People begin to see that you're different. Like I said last week, you're different. You talk different. You walk different. Everything about you is different. And the Bible describes the fruit of light as good and right and true. Those three things are the fruit of true light. Everything you do is good. The decisions that you make are right. What you're standing on is true, the Word of God. You live the Word, you walk the Word, you speak the Word. And when you do that, light begins to flow out of you in the name of Jesus. Friends, there's no place or time for secret disciples. You know what the secret disciples are, right? They're Christians, but nobody knows they're Christians. They're secret. You know, like spies. They caught some spies in the U.S. They talked like Americans. They lived like Americans. But they were Russian spies infiltrating the government. Right? Secret.
flying under the radar. Flying under the radar. Is he Christian? I'm not sure. Is he? I don't know. Friends, everyone in this town should know that you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There should be no argument. There should be no doubt in anyone's mind that you are living for Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you shout amen, somebody?
Second part of this verse. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. When we do what's pleasing to God, our light begins to shine. Are you hearing me? Why? Because we're not on earth to please men. Paul says, if I did, I wouldn't be a servant of Christ. I'm here to please the Lord in everything I do. And when that's my aim, the light is going to shine forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Secondly, this morning, we need to preach the gospel light. Remember that hymn, The Gospel Light? We need to preach the gospel light. In other words, we need to declare the truth of God's word, the good news. And when we preach it, that in itself becomes light. Look what the Bible says. Therefore, having this ministry, chapter 4, by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful and underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. In other words, we're not going to water it down. We're not going to make it so it's pleasing to people, easier to swallow. But by open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. Verse 3 is a key verse. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. To keep them from what? Seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. That's why when you talk to some people about God, it's like talking to someone like this. Their eyes get big and glossy. And you're talking to them about the things of God, and it's like talking to a wall. And then when you're finished talking, then you go on to talk about, oh, that was a great hockey game last night, wasn't it? Oh, yes, it was. It was just wonderful. Everything was just flowing smoothly. I was just amazed how I got that puck in the net. Oh, I want to talk to you about Jesus. And all of a sudden, why is that? Why is it that when you talk to some people about God, it's like they just shut down? Can anyone relate to what I'm talking about? It's like they just shut down. Why? Because Satan has blinded their eyes to think that, you know what? What is God anyway? Why do I need God in my life? I mean, everything is just falling apart anyway. Why would I need a Savior? Why would I need someone to cleanse me of my sins and find hope and peace and joy? Someone said to me the other day, I believe in evolution. I believe in the Big Bang Theory. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Isn't that what the Bible says? Friends, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that everything we see around us has been made by some superior mind. And I want to declare who he is this morning. It's God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My child's clapping. She knows the truth.
Blinded.
Because the gospel is light. So we have to pray against the work of Satan in people's lives, that that blindness would leave them and they would have an opportunity to taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Nothing makes sense unless God's in it. Are you hearing me? That's why I always wonder why these people go on CNN. These celebrities go on CNN. And you can see the guy, I don't have CNN, but I used to have CNN, you know, when I wasn't a Christian. And, you know, you see these guys being interviewed, these Christian celebrities, and they're explaining things, and the other person just doesn't get it. Doesn't understand. Because you can't fully understand the gospel except by the Holy Spirit. Nothing makes sense unless God's light shines upon it. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense. It's the work of the enemy to deceive and lie and kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. If you have relatives this morning that don't know the Lord, then you need to pray against the work of Satan that's blinding their eyes from seeing the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there used to be a song, we used to sing it, I saw the light, no more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy. No sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. You saw the light, right? All of a sudden, things began to make sense. You didn't understand it before, but all of a sudden, it began to make sense. Yes, I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. I need cleansing. Jesus, come into my life. Change me. Purify me. Wash me. Hallelujah. Sometimes as Christians, we need to see the light again. And realize everything God has done for us. I saw the light. Friends, they need to see the light. Are you hearing me this morning? They need to experience the light. It needs to shine upon them purely and undefiled in the name of Jesus. To keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Lastly, this morning, we need to discern false light. How many know there's false light out there? False, it looks like the light, but it's not the real light. Because the real light, when it shines, it changes us. It transforms us. It gives us a fuller understanding of who God is, who Jesus is.
Yeah.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12. And what I am doing, I will continue to do in order to undermine the claim of those who would like to claim that in their boasted mission, they work on the same terms as we do. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. Disguising themselves. You know, sometimes it's hard to know who's who. Because some people's disguises are really good. Right? You can't tell the true from the false except by the discernment that comes from the Holy Spirit. They say there's healings taking place. They put out wheelchairs on the stage to make you think that people came out of them. But they didn't. They live lavish lifestyles in $5,000 and $10,000 hotels, making you think that they're real. But friends, let me tell you something this morning. They're fakes. They're fakes. They're not real. Are you hearing me this morning? And they have entered into the church. And while we've been worrying about the Democrats and the Republicans and the conservatives and the liberals, the devil has been slipping into the church. And you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me yesterday, not in an audible voice. He said, you've got to realize there's some deception in the church. There are false apostles. The Bible says here, disguising themselves. And no wonder, for even Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. One of these false apostles was recently exposed in the United States because you know what he got for his wife for Christmas? A $200,000 car. I thought to myself, what does a Christian need with a $200,000 car? Are you hearing me? Why would I have to live that kind of lavish lifestyle, friends? We need to get rid of anything that would hinder the work and the power of the Holy Spirit from flowing from our lives. Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light, and so it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. And you know what? It's hard to tell the difference. You need divine discernment to know what is holy and what is unholy. Are you hearing me this morning? The Bible says they're entering into the church. They're entering into the body of Christ to
deceive, if possible, even God's only elect. We need to know how to discern between the true light and the false light. Are you hearing me this morning? There's so many doctrines that are being twisted, so many truths that are being twisted. We need to know deep in our spirit what is the truth. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I want no part of that which is false. I want to walk in the true light. I want His unadulterated light to shine upon me. Hallelujah. Jesus, shine upon me. That's what I'm asking for 2019. You know, the rich young ruler, as I close, came to Jesus and said, I'll follow you. Jesus said, you lack one thing. One thing. And I believe there's at least one thing in each one of us that needs to be surrendered to God in this new year. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's invite the light. Let's let the light flow from us. Hallelujah. Shine the light. Let the light flow. Let it be released in the mighty name of Jesus. Let that light flow from us. Let's pray for those that are blinded by the light, that they would have those blinders taken off of them, that they would see clearly the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let us be discerning, that we would know the difference between the real light and the false light. In Jesus' name, you bow your heads this morning.